Heading to Mercury Bay Museum, we've got Bex Cox with us. Now, very good morning to you, Bex. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a bit of a while. Yes.
It has. Now, the HMS Buffalo re-examination project is back on this weekend. We're so excited for this. I just think the technology that they have now, we're going to gain a lot from their dives this weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the last survey of the wreck was in 1986. So technology has certainly moved on. So the guys are really... I mean, some of the technology, well, some of the processes have stayed the same. So
yes.
Like the old pencil and paper underwater, the old measuring tape, but then there are other parts of it that we are going to be using this time around as well, like the photogrammetry, which is awesome.
What are you looking for? Well, not you personally, but what are they looking for underwater when they're doing this dive, what, 20-odd years on, 30 years on?
Yeah, so what they're doing is basically we're doing a stock take or of what is there on the wreck at the moment. So what are we actually looking at when we say we've got a shipwreck, that far off the beach? So what they're looking for is they're just going to measure where the timbers are, look at what's still on the wreck in terms of the ballast. Is there any copper still on the wreck? Is there any fibres? Are there any other goodies still on the wreck? So it's just really a real snapshot of what is on the wreck right now. So
we can actually come along and check out when the divers come in and out of the water, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have a tent set up just by the Buffalo Memorial, and we'll have a lot of information about the Buffalo itself because it's a really interesting ship in its own right. And so we'll be there. And the divers are going to, we're going to start with a karakia at 7 o'clock on the Saturday morning. So Joe Davis is kindly going to do that for us. And we're doing that out of respect of the two lives that were lost and also to keep our divers safe as they're in the water over the 2 days. The divers will enter the water, I think, at around about 8:30, and they'll just do complete rolling dives, so two in, two out.
That's exciting.
Over the day. Yep.
If I gave the divers a scallop bag or a spear gun, do you think they could just do a bit of a side kind of recon mission for me and get some kai moana?
Well, yes. No.
No. Yeah, the short answer is no.
You got my hopes up, Bex. Yeah. You got my hopes up.
It is covered in mussels, and we have had a comment on our social media when we did put up a video of the 2 weeks ago. Somebody said, oh, a new mussel bed. Now, we really, really strongly recommend that you don't
touch it.
Because you will damage the wreck. Now, it is a protected wreck. It's a pre-1900 wreck, so it is a protected archaeological site, so you aren't allowed to damage it at all. And also, it's got copper and iron on it, and the maritime archaeologists certainly believe that that would have leached into the mussels, so
absolutely,
they won't be very nice anyway.
There you go.
All happening this weekend in the Mercury Bay, the HMS Buffalo Re-Examination Project. Bex Cox, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.